from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Where I'm coming from.
Yes, I can. But that's why if I'm trying to, and I feel like I've done this dance so many damn times with Farhan, is, okay, let me put on my GM cap. Let me actually figure out why they would do this. And there's just not a lot coming atop of mind.
Man.
Outside of maybe ownership is telling him to get some money off the books for next season. Maybe it helps them with some future flexibility. But it doesn't help you now. You're right. This is a move for next season. Because you get off of some money this year. I think you free about $6 million towards the competitive balance tax. But you still have $10 million to go to get under. And there's some ramifications if you're over it and all the rest that we don't really need to dig into. The point is, they didn't shed money, enough money, to actually tangibly help you this season. It's about next season. And it always has felt like with Farhan and this current regime, it's always been about next season. There's been one year where it's been about this year, 2021. But even then, a Chris Bryant trade, I don't know if it was heralded at the time.
I loved it.
But it was relatively cheap. You didn't have to give up much right. for it. They didn't go all in my opinion. That was just a value buy. It's always been about next season, next year, looking down the line. Not much has, to me, pushed me towards a feeling like the Giants are about this year. Especially when I thought it was going to be about this year. I thought it was going to be an all-in offseason.
Because you and I said, stand pat, we would be okay. We understand.
Yes.
The nugget is still out there to try to qualify for the tournament.
That's what confuses me, is at the beginning of this year, this offseason, you spent $200 million. One of those larger investments was the guy you just shipped to Atlanta. And it feels like they've almost pivoted, or is partially pivoted. And we don't really know where it's going.
Oh, man.
And that's why I think most people are listening in today or are reading about this and trying to kind of read the tea leaves. It just feels like, honestly, if this is the last trade that Farhan Zaidi makes as president of baseball operations with the San Francisco Giants, it would be appropriate.
Wow.
Because Evan, no one knows what it means.
Man, and I'll tell you what it should mean. A failure. I'm throwing the F word out there. And that's what his tenure has been. We got some sound we're going to play from Farhan when he initially got introduced, Evan. And you'd let it come full circle about, you know, Pops always told me it's about actions, not words. But he played the part in regard to the verbal karate we'll play. It sounded good. But this dude has struck out at every turn. And when I got that news last night after leaving you, I was cool. I thought, you know, I'm a rep Giant fan. Right now, it's 3.5. You do with that what you will. But if you're a dreamer, there's 54 games left. You got action. And to get rid of your version, your bopper, for basically nothing that can help you for the immediate. And what did our own and our friend, former Giant, FP Santangelo, you let me off the hook. He slam dunked me yesterday when I said, prospects, they reflect hope. He goes, I want pennants. I'm paraphrasing.
Well,
now
so
you got
everyone.
More prospects.
To be fair to him, it sounds nice.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
It sounds nice.
Can't
yeah.
wait to see you today, FP. But, I mean, explain this. I don't know what it means except this guy, Farhan, must be coming back. And if I'm a Giant fan, that sucks, Evan. At what point do you strike out and it's time for a new regime?
Well, we've been waiting for that answer, it feels like, for a couple of years.
Dude.
Really, after 2022, I would say. You know, where is this thing going? What's happening? What are they going to do? And it just feels like they've expended all measures at this point, right? Because they've tried the prospect game. They've tried the development game. They've had one good season, but really on their terms. Like, none of those players were ones that you expected to
Darren
pop.
Ruff.
But they worked. Yeah, they worked together. Darren Ruff is back in Korea, for all I know. But this offseason, they did spend. And that felt like the last bullet in the chamber for this regime to really try and make a difference. And 4 months into the season, you move off of one of those guys. And in fact, more trades might be coming. Again, we got a little less than 5 hours left until the Major League Baseball deadline. And a lot of people feel like the Giants are going to stand pat, all but perhaps adding, I think the report from a few of the beat writers was, you know, maybe looking for an outfielder to move Ramos to the corner. But I could see them just saying, you know what, hey, we're going to ride out this season with Derek Hill in center field. Ramos is going to platoon out there.
Not
maybe
Bonte,
we bring back
Derek
Matos.
Hill, yeah. Like,
Derek
wow.
Hill. Yeah, Elk Grove Zone. And that wouldn't surprise me. And at this point, I don't really know what it makes fans feel. And so I'm curious, at 888-957-9570.
Good call.
What do you feel right now after seeing another kind of sideways or backwards move by this front office? It feels like it's been like we've been doing this dance for some time, Goo, but it's just a different version of the tango.
No doubt about it. Well said. And I'll say this to you, Evan. So you're telling me all reports are Luciano, if he's not already been called up, and Flores and Luciano will get the DH at bats from Soler. But I'm excited to see Luciano at the dish, but not at the expense of Soler. And if I'm one of those guys, Evan, I'm riding or dying, or ladies, and I want to see the Giants qualify, I just don't understand why you pulled the plug on a guy that accepted your invitation. You had control over him for two more years. Is this year good for Soler? Hell no. I mean, but I thought he was coming here with a great chance to be the next 30 home run hitter since Barry Bonds. Just think about that. And that wasn't the case, but you pulled the plug. So I'm shocked. I feel like that's a sale. I don't think without Soler, they can't still qualify for the wild card. But the Farhan component of what this means, what are you guys doing? Do the Johnsons even care? Or did they say, you do this? Evan, I got more questions than answers. And the funny thing about this is tonight, I love ball. Battle of the Bay.
Yep.
The last time. Well,
last one in San Francisco.
Okay, there we go. But I can't wait for the lineup card to see who's batting leadoff. Like, how sad is that? You know, I know I'm weird, but I'm really like, I know you got multiple guys that can do it, but did they do Soler right? But like I said, you're a grown ass man, Soler. You got paid. You're supposed to come hit home runs if you're batting first or ninth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. With a lefty on the mound for the A's tonight, it's,
man,
I don't know. Maybe it's Tyler Fitzgerald is going to hit leadoff or something like that. Although apparently he's hitting like Brooks Robinson. So maybe you want him in the, it doesn't make a difference to me because, quite honestly, Jorge Soler was not brought in to be your leadoff hitter.
And there you go.
Now, I know Jung-Hoo Lee got hurt, and he's a guy that probably would be in that spot for the entirety of the year, but he's not. He got hurt. You don't have a single backup plan at that part of your lineup. Your manager doesn't feel comfortable with any other piece besides the power hitter that you bought this offseason to come in and hit 30 home runs,
you
which he has not done.
You think the computer's pushing that, or is that Melvin? If you had to guess.
It's probably a combination of both. Mm. But again, there doesn't seem to be an answer that everyone is aligned with. And that's the same thing at the deadline. When I saw that trade yesterday, my first thing was, huh. But every decision they make, it's like I got to go down a Wikipedia wormhole and go through my almanac to figure out why they made this choice. It shouldn't be that difficult. When you make a trade, there should not be 17 theories of why you've done it. And maybe that's the way that the Giants operate. And perhaps that's a reason why they've been stuck in the middle for the better part of a decade.
And if you allow me, okay, you're four games back. You lost a half game in the standings yesterday. But if this is about snapping right back, Evan, about next year, couldn't you have looked at Soler like, okay, he had a bad year. A lot of us did. we'll scratch this. If they didn't make it, we'll come back next year. You'll be our third or fourth hitter. But to pull the plug on that and not have that guy with that power not be able to try to get another chance at it next year and display and maybe be that 30 or 40 home run hitter is maddening to me. Because now you're lesser when it comes to power, which you still, like the A's tonight, have way more power than the Giants collectively. And you're in a position. I'm at dinner celebrating Milan's 19th birthday yesterday.
Happy Evan, birthday.
And I sent you the text when I got the alert, like, WTF, I still don't know what this means.
And that's what we're going to try and figure out together today. Not just necessarily the trade itself, but the deadline. Like, what does it mean to the Giants? Because again, when we went through this yesterday, the last five deadlines under Farhan Zaidi, maybe one of them has meant something, maybe two. But right now, this trade deadline, quite honestly, it doesn't mean much. In fact, it could mean that you're taking a step backwards. And
feels like it.
But they're not willing to go all the way backwards. And I don't think, like, you and I both believe that that shouldn't be the direction. But it does make you wonder, well, how comfortable does Farhan Zaidi feel? Like, is he sitting in a cushion like you and I?
Wow, man, that's the $1 million question. But what?
Or is he sitting on a seat
Mars
that's got the bottom cut out of it?
Or another planet, and said GM, said baseball president of operations was on the hot seat. Does this move signal somebody on the hot seat or somebody doing balancing their checkbook for the future, which will help them next? Like, that's what's maddening.
Well, in a way, if I'm trying to parse this thing, the only hope to me that Farhan would have left is, number one, to make the postseason. I think that pushes things down the line. But also, it could be leaning more into your younger group, because it looks like they're starting to show promise. And maybe it is a move, just quite literally, to clear a path for Marco Luciano, who, to his credit, has been tearing it up in Sacramento and has been a guy that's been promised, and it, you know, everybody's been looking forward to seeing him. So maybe it is a move to shave some salary for the future, but promote this young guy. But again, that's not a clear direction. That's a twofold move. That's you got your hand in one pot and one hand in the other. You're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I don't know what they're doing.
Wow, man.
I don't know.
How heavy is that?
That's a problem.
And I'll tell you this, it is a problem. Evan, what did I say yesterday? I just hate when we talk about Giants. It just feels like, in regard to players and talent, it's take it or leave it. There can't be multiple, you know, no gremlins. But if you were doing your damn job, I'm talking about the scouting Farhan, you could have had a lineup that had Luciano and Soler in it, if you get my drift. But now, in order for Soler to come up, for Luciano to come up, you got to jettison, you know, one of your best power hitters or potential power hitters. So it's a head scratcher. And I told you and Kay and the boss this in the beginning, Evan, I mean this. I don't have the power to come in here and say somebody should be fired or not. This dude, Farhan, should be gone. And the great Brian Sabian, that's joined our show a few times and the station, always said, hey, we don't do what the fans say, but the respect factor of what they're feeling, we do hear it. We do care about the fan base. Now, my whole thing is, how many calls have we taken this week, the last month? You tell me where Giant fans are pro Farhan. So to me, this is just, you're staring a reset. It's time for somebody else to come get the gig and try to work their magic. This thing is stale, but this trade last night, to me, I'm not going to say final straw. It's just, again, it's confusing, is the hardest algebra problem in the world.
But it is also what this regime has done. Like these are the kind of moves that may just boggle your mind. And it's not that they're bad. It's not that they're good. It's that you don't really know what it accomplishes. Like, seriously, if I asked you, what did trading Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson to the Atlanta Braves for Tyler Matzek and Saban Sabalos, not Sed Sabalos, Saban Sabalos,
yep,
what did it accomplish?
Get you closer to under the tax. I don't think they're there, but that's what that... But to me, Evan, that's the last effing thing you should be thinking about, because you weren't worried about it when you went and splurged and went to the baseball Nordstrom's and got that $200 million payroll. So with 54 games left, all of a sudden it's about the bottom line?
But it's not even about that at this point. And this is from the 925. And he or she is with you, Goo. This is an ownership move. They need to shed $16 million to get under the cap.
Man.
If anything, this is a sign they're thinking about going another route. So this is what the competitive balance tax does. Right now, he or she is right. They are currently $10 million above the tax with trading Soler and Jackson. If you are above it, well, then you lose, after repeating this season, you lose your second, your third, and I believe your fifth round picks in the upcoming MLB draft.
So apron type of problems.
Exactly. Like, there are consequences for operating in the tax. But they knew this. They knew this going into this season, which is why it doesn't make sense to me. Because you spent all this money, you knew you were going to be a repeat offender in the competitive balance tax, you knew that these consequences were possible and were honestly probable. Because you don't make those choices unless you think on paper your team can get to the postseason, which I still think they do, but it's not looking that way. The issue is that by shedding salary, you haven't shed enough salary to accomplish the goal of getting out of the tax. Again, it is symbolic of where this franchise is, which is stuck in the middle. They are stuck between getting out of the tax and kind of keeping their team competitive. It needs to be one or the other, in my opinion. Mm. If you're going to shed salary, I don't mind. Get rid of Soler, get rid of Jackson, get rid of whoever you need to get rid of in order to get yourself out of the tax, to get yourself ready for the future. But to stay 1 foot in the money and 1 foot in the competitive place, well, you didn't accomplish either because you're not out of the tax and you got worse by trading one of your best hitters the last month of the season. They are just in purgatory right now, and they continue to operate in that place. And that's, to me, what has right now been defined by the deadline. It's, once again, we're stuck in the middle wondering, where are we going?
I know it's 10:21, Evan, with everything you just said, and I'm a diehard Giant fan, and I'm listening to what you just said, and you were spot on. I know it's early, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'd pour a double shot. Like, that's what's scary, Evan. Like, everything you just itemized right
later
there
tonight
is fact. You do it or don't fake like you're doing it. And we had Schlereth talking about Ayuk, and he was talking about the family jewels dropping. But it's almost that same type of, like, energy. You know, you're all in or you're not. And I got to throw this to you because I misquoted Willer, and he was here to defend himself because I thought he was saying maybe there was a problem in the Giants clubhouse among players, and he wasn't saying that. But I do wonder, but if you're Matt Chapman or you're Lamont Wade Jr., Evan, I'm just keeping it real because we'll never know. You go home or you're at home and you hear this news, how would a Giant current player take that if you were Operation All In on draft? F what's going on. All we can control is trying to get into the playoffs. We're 3.5 out. We just won 4 in a row. And we basically give Soler away for nothing that's going to help us. Do you think that could be an issue? Morale? It would bother me if I were a player. Like, what's going on?
It would be confusing. I don't know if it would be a morale killer because I don't think players operate like that. I don't think they think, oh, well, this, you know, the front office doesn't believe in us. That's why they're trading Soler or they're getting rid of Jackson. There's some guys who are friends, but it's also a business. A lot of these guys have been traded before. Matt Chapman on line one. So I don't know if it's a morale killer, but they're probably sitting here like you, me, Ken, and Sam wondering what do you want from us? Like, they're going to go out tonight and they're going to try to win. They're going to play hard. But when you get that notification on your phone, everybody has an initial reaction. And that initial reaction is one of, I think you said it perfectly during our pre-show meeting. It's puzzling.
What is going on here?
Do you think they make another move by 3 p.m.? Shout out Fitz.
I think they do make a move, but it's going to be another move that's like this move, which is, okay, so it's a trade deadline. Did we get better? Maybe, probably not. Did we get worse? Well, I guess I could kind of convince myself that we didn't because, you know, maybe we added by subtraction. Like, there's no clarity. There's no clarity about their movement right now. And there hasn't been much clarity about the franchise as a whole since Farhan Zaidi took over. And that's why on the other side, I do want to get into the sound from his first press conference.
This is amazing.
Because it is night and day from then to now.
Would you mind if I put this move... Because there are a sector of Giant fans that want them to sell. If the scoreboard read on the guru computer, the Giants sold, this move was a sale move, this trade.
That's probably the best category to fit it under.
All right. Because there's no way you could say they were adding, right?
No way.
Come on, Evan.
But this is the issue, though, because if you talk to someone in the Giants front office, I bet that there would be a few stanzas of why they did it. And they would be able to explain, you know, how it impacts this and where it goes there. And these are the things that you need to do. We're trying to thread this needle, and it's a smart move for these reasons. I don't really care if I'm a fan.
Oh, man.
I don't care about you, you know, breaking out your doctorate degree and explaining to me why moving Jorge Soler is not wholly a sell move.
Like, not a doctor.
I can investigate this myself. I can, but as a fan, why am I going to spend an hour trying to figure out why you moved off of Jorge Soler?
Mm.
Because he's not that big of a piece in the first place.
Wow. But Evan, if the goal was to try to make up that four games now, and you're telling me, hey, you know what, Goo? We are trying to get that third wild card. Soler, see you later. And now you get to see 54 games worth of Luciano. It doesn't add up. Like, I want to see Luciano, but not at that cost. And I do understand Soler has been struggling all season long. But we can't rob him of. He's been a lot better here lately. So that's what I was banking on. Maybe he'll heat up. Maybe they'll heat up. But all for naught. He's. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Look, I'm excited to see Marco Luciano play. But if he fails again, and he's a young guy, so odds are he's probably going to fail at some point. He's not just going to come up and be Yasiel Puig for the rest of the season.
Or Matos when he got
Or Tyler Fitzgerald.
This is incredible.
I hate to break it to Fitzgerald. The month does turn in a day. But for today, we're going to be talking about, again, what the direction of this thing is. What is your interpretation of the Giants trading Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson and Atlanta Braves? There's also a couple of guys out there that I do think could help the Giants if they were willing to go out and pay for them, if they were to acquire them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.